Hey, they call me the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. Hit on the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now.
They are co-hosts of a barbecue podcast out there that I am really becoming more and more of a regular listener to and a fan of. They sent me a t-shirt last week, hashtag meat man. I've referenced them on the show a number of times here over the last handful of weeks. Look, it can easily turn into all competition all the time. I want to be the best. I want to crush everybody. And certainly being that competitive person, there's a portion of me that feels that, right? I would be lying if I wasn't honest and transparent to you guys. However, there's a much bigger percentage of me that wants to foster anybody that seems to be down for the promotion and proliferation of barbecue and live fire cooking in general. So we'll be joined by the co-hosts or the hosts of Best Barbecue Show, Stover Harger and Yoni Levine. Yoni Levine. And we're going to talk to them about the show and the concept and how it came to be. And of course, they are very heavy on the Texas-based barbecue. They're in Austin. That's where the show originates from. They travel around the great state of Texas. So lots of barbecue for them to experience and then talk about slash do shows on. Very prolific in the social media aspect as well, on Instagram especially, at Best Barbecue. So check them out.
That's right, Greg Grumpy. This is the Best Barbecue Show. We're here to talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas, which you all know is the best barbecue in the world. He says we're Texas heavy. Did he say that? Texas centric?
We are heavy and we live in Texas, so yeah. He's right.
I got a little lighter today. That was nice.
Yeah, you've been hitting that gym. We had Jess Pryles in the studio recently, and she said she's seen you at the gym every morning on Instagram.
Yeah, anyone watching my stories makes me happy. I love going to the gym now. I made friends with everyone there. I got a free guest pass. Anytime you want to go, Stover, we can hop in the car one morning, 5:30 a.m.
Can we get some barbecue to take with us?
We can get it afterwards.
I've heard you need a lot of protein before you work out, so I'm going to do that.
No, you eat it after.
Oh.
Or the night before, but you don't want to eat anything before you work out. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, because every time I do that, the weights slip out of my fingers from the barbecue sauce.
And the grease.
So we're still riding high off of being guests on the Barbecue Central show.
Yeah, that was Greg Rempe on the Barbecue Central show talking to us. We called in from our respective abodes, and it was pretty fun to be on his show.
Weren't you playing Frisbee or something when you were on the show?
I was in Zilker Park. We had gotten some Pea Terry's and picnicked, and then we were using a glow-in-the-dark Frisbee. So nice. Playing Frisbee, and I was just watching the countdown, and when my phone rang, I tried to catch my breath and got into it while I was looking at the beautiful skyline of Austin at night.
And I was at home sitting on the floor in my underwear.
As you should be.
Anytime you hear me, I'm in my underwear.
Well, not in the studio.
You only won't allow that. I wore a big sweatsuit yesterday, all gray. Yeah.
That's about as low as we can go.
It's going to be powder blue soon.
Let's call that bare minimum. Let's call that 1% effort.
So it was a lot of fun being on another show and actually getting to talk about our show in a different way, having someone actually ask us questions for a change.
Yeah, and we're talking to a bunch of other shows. We're going to be at the NBBQA. There's a whole convention Thursday and Friday, and then there's a big cookout on Saturday. Jess Pryles is teaching a class, and we're going to be there learning about everything, meeting lots of people, and probably being on other people's shows and getting a ton of national barbecue guys on our show.
Yeah, it's actually two conferences in one, so I'm excited. From the 14th to the 17th, you have barbecue grilling business talk. So lots of people that own rubs, sauce companies, how to start a barbecue business. And then Saturday is going to be killer because that's like for backyard enthusiasts. So there's a lot of whole hog demonstrations, cook-offs. They're actually doing a steak competition. You get two ribeyes and you get to go up and cook it and get judged. And Yoni's thinking about doing it.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I might be too busy just hanging out with everybody. It sounds like it's going to be a party. There's probably going to be, maybe we should bring some Austin beer. I don't know if they'll have good Austin beer up there.
I don't know, but I think the meat men will take care of us when they see us.
I think we need to come up there with a Yeti and have the party in our room.
Yeah, you know where to find the party. Just look for the hashtag meat man shirt.
Yeah, we'll maybe we'll just like use our best barbecue Instagram account to tell people where to get to the party by stories.
So even if you can't make it to Fort Worth this week, we want you to check out nbbqa.org because they're going to probably repost some stuff that we take, some photos, and you'll see us in a lot of backgrounds of the shots after the event. And we're going to go live a bunch, as you're used to seeing lately, on Instagram.
And I'm excited because the NBBQA is this beautiful meeting of people who cook barbecue, people who do anything from a food truck to million-dollar business. You get to really see there's going to be Matt and Rose from the barbecue film that's on Netflix. They're going to be screening that, and they'll be there talking. I mean, this is anyone who does anything with barbecue is probably going to be there.
Yeah, and there's a dinner hosted by Traeger, Chad Ward, who I've been talking with from Whiskey Bent Barbecue. He's going to be there and cooking with Diva Q, and so yeah, that'll be pretty awesome.
I can't wait to see what they cook because we're about to get our own Traeger, so I'm going to be biting off of all their style until we have a new one. Woo!
Those air horns are in honor of Greg Rempe. If you've listened to his show, you know he loves those kind of drive time DJ sound effects.
I wish I had the like, meh.
He has some funny ones. He goes, get that big stuff out of here. And he's got Cartman laughing and stuff. So it's a fun show. And if you don't listen to it, and let's say you probably do because he's been around like a decade.
Right.
He's 95 years old.
Yeah.
I might marry him one
day. I think he's turning 96 at the NBBQA event. We'll have a birthday party for him.
Yeah. So you'll hear us on his show again, I'm sure, and vice versa. We're going to sit down with him in Fort Worth and actually get him on our show, as we are with Behind the Smoke, another barbecue podcast that we love.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. And you might just be hearing about a giveaway that has to do with Behind the Smoke later in this episode.
That's right. I'll give you a hint. It's at the end.
I'll give you a hint. You got to listen to the end to win stuff.
And it's a good prize this time. We got a special contest. It's a different kind of contest this week.
Yeah. And you'll hear about it at the end of the episode.
But before that, we have two things coming up. We have one more clip from us on The Rempe Show. And then after that, we're going to talk to Stuart Meyer, the CEO of, yes, the NBBQA.
So tell us how you met Greg Rempe. When did we all start kind of interacting?
Well, soon after we started the show, we realized there were other barbecue podcasts. Like I said on Rempe's show.
It took a month for us to realize there were other barbecue podcasts.
Well, listen, we run a guerrilla operation here. Yeah. You know this. We're two guys.
We just went hard without even checking on the competition.
So once I discovered that, yes, there were other barbecue podcasts, shout out to all of them. There's a bunch, actually. You know who the best barbecue podcast is because it's in the name.
Yes.
Yeah.
B-E-S-T.
But there's a lot of amazing ones. And one that I latched onto right away, who has tons of respect in the barbecue family, is Mr. Rempe from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. And I mean, his live streams have animations and I mean, he's sponsored. If someone makes something for barbecue or grilling, they probably sponsor the Barbecue Central show.
Yeah, he's got, we watched this Snoop Dogg YouTube show.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Rempe's show. It's got a ticker at the bottom. It's got shout outs. It's got merch. It's such a fun show.
He needs a pile of like Traeger pellets and like a grill grate all like right on top of the table in front of him.
You know, another thing that Snoop Dogg show and Rempe's show have in common is smoke. Different kinds.
There's all kinds of smoke.
So let's listen to part of our appearance on Rempe's show.
Yeah, we talked to him about our favorite song.
We get silly.
So we call our fans the Meat Men, hashtag Meat Men. And so we always have a message to our fans. So they'll say, you know, focus on cooking, or some will say just have fun and eat. But every episode, we like to give a shout out to the Meat Men and let them know that, you know, they're loved and that all these pitmasters are ready to cook for them.
We have pictures of both you and Stover up on my video side of things, both wearing the hashtag Meat Man t-shirt, which I was proudly donning last week during my show as well, and I appreciate that shirt. Stover, where does hashtag Meat Man come from? Is this just something you guys were talking about over beers one night and threw out hashtag Meat Man, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, this is genius, it fits right into the wheelhouse, and we're going to be able to run with this? How does that come about?
Well, it definitely was genius.
Indeed.
For sure.
Indeed.
But, you know, really how it came about is we were discussing the show as we were building it. And I love to Google the hell out of random things to see what I find. One of those random thoughts in my brain was the word Meat Man. And I was like, I wonder if there's a song called Meat Man. So I went straight to YouTube, put that in. First thing that popped up was a Jerry Lee Lewis song. I played it for my girlfriend, now fiance, and she was like, that should be your theme song. And from there, the Meat Man thing grew. I mean, people took to it right away. So we threw it up as a hashtag, and the next thing we know, everyone's using it.
Are you surprised that Jerry Lee Lewis wrote and sings a song called Meat Man? That's a bizarre song if you listen to it.
He allows us. I know it's super bizarre, and it's very sexual if you listen to it. He talks about the fur on a Georgia peach,
yeah,
for instance.
Right.
It's a crazy song, and it's my favorite song in the world, Greg.
Yoni, is it your favorite song in the world, too?
I love it. I mean, it gets me psyched up. If you look it up on YouTube, it's like the first hit. And in the beginning, he's kind of talking to the crowd, and he's like, and then I love God, and then I love women. And then he kind of pauses, and he's like, I mean, my wife. I love my wife. And he's just a fun guy. So we're always getting pumped.
Are you for our show. Are you ever worried that at some point, like the Jerry Lee Lewis Foundation is going to come back from you guys and be like, hey, you guys have been jamming up my song for the last 185 episodes. You got to stop using that or start paying me royalties. Is there ever a fear about that, or who cares?
Not only that,
if you listen to the show,
I disparage the man constantly in the early episodes of the show. So go back and listen to those archives, because he's not a great guy. I'll just put that out there. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think well-documented kind of a bad person. But Yoni, what were you going to say?
Oh, well, if you notice, we're actually reviewing the song every episode. So we're not actually playing it. We're talking about it and discussing its merits.
So that's how you can, as long as you're reviewing something, then you can have it as much as you want. It's just an ongoing review. Exactly. You can always find something new to pick apart with the Meat Man song, right?
Exactly.
It's this is actually a show that came from just reviewing one song by Jerry Lewis. And so far we haven't reviewed any others. Actually, we reviewed a couple in that one episode.
We reviewed Hot Barbecue and the Punani Meat Man song, which is my other favorite song.
But those of you who are the real Meat Men are real fans, you know that this is really just a Jerry Lee Lewis one song review show.
Yeah, it's not actually a barbecue show. It's a Jerry Lee Lewis fan show where we only talk about one song.
Best Barbecue, a.k.a. song review show.
Jerry Lee Lewis will get 80% of our Meat Man shirt profits eventually.
Possibly.
I hope he dies before that happens. Come at me, Jerry Lee!
What makes you think, I mean, usually the young kids are the greediest, man.
I take it back. I don't hope he dies.
I sell real estate, and usually it's the kids that sell grandpa's house. It's not grandpa.
Let's go to his kids. Get him on the show, quick.
Make friends with them. Give them barbecue. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be with Stuart Meyer of the NBBQA. CEO, badass, has great stories. He's just an extraordinary human being, and I can't wait to shake his hand this weekend. We'll be right back.
This is a message to the Meat Man. I am trapped in the Best Barbecue Show t-shirt mine underneath our studio. Yoni forced me down here and said I have to dig up 10,000 shirts before he'll let me out.
Dover!
Yeah?
You can't come out until you dig up 1,000 Meat Man shirts.
1,000?
Yeah, 1,000. We need them. Amazon says they're unavailable.
Okay, well, you guys might as well go and pre-order some, because I'm going to be down here a while and, you know, we gotta make some money.
Get to work, Stover. Tell them the link works.
The link works on Amazon, people.
It says unavailable, but it really works.
It actually works. It's not our fault.
When you hit confirm purchase, it'll send you one.
I'm gonna get back to work.
Amazon's too big to take care of our problems.
Yell at Amazon. Bye.
Swing that hammer.
And send us more jackhammers.
And we're back. Hope you guys check out those Meat Man shirts. But not only is Stover in the studio with me, but we're also here with Stuart Meyer. Tell us about Stuart Meyer, Stover.
Stuart is the CEO of the National Barbecue and Grilling Association, and they are having the I Am Barbecue Conference 2018, and we're going to be there in 2 days. We're there all week in Fort Worth, and we're super excited. If you guys haven't looked at the rundown, definitely check it out, because there's a lot of legends there that we're going to meet for the first time.
Yeah, I got a lot circled on the schedule already. How's it going, Stuart?
It's going great. Yoni and Stover, thank you so much. It's great to be on your show, and thank you for everything you're doing and continue to blaze the trail for barbecue media creators out there, just doing a fantastic job.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. It sounds like you're throwing a pretty big party this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got we're going to be down in Fort Worth, Texas. We have our annual national conference, 2.5 days of business education for the National Barbecue and Grilling Association. That'll be Wednesday the 14th through Friday the 16th, and then on Saturday the 17th, the conference will continue. But that's going to be our public day where we're having our 2018 National Barbecue and Grilling Academy, where folks from all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area and the region can come in for a full day of wall-to-wall education, master sessions, barbecue stars, lots of barbecue to eat, book signings, master sessions, to really both up your game in the backyard, but also if you're looking to dip your toe into the water, getting into the industry and bringing that dream to a reality of working in barbecue for a living, we've got some programs for that as well.
There's all sorts of fun things that day. I'm looking at the schedule right now. It kicks off with a breakfast. You got a welcome. You got some sauces and rubs, and you can even purchase some of those there. Then you have all sorts of things you can learn. You got Weber doing the four pillars of barbecue and grilling. You got Operation Barbecue Relief telling their story. And then there's that really cool kind of steak cook-off I've been hearing about.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a very close partnership with the State Cook-Off Association. You know, grilling competitions are really taking off in a big way. They're a lot of fun. They're a little less time-consuming than some of the low and slow competitions. So, yeah, we're going to have an SCA-sanctioned competition there on Saturday, we're going to have a chance to witness that. And it's really a great deal of fun. It smells amazing. It's a great spectator opportunity. But, you know, the big thing is, you know, we got folks like Myron Mixon and Jess Pryles and Chad Ward, and Kent Black of Black's Barbecue and Lockhart, all those folks that you see on TV, all those folks that you hear about, all those folks that make those big, you know, top barbecue lists of pit masters and whatnot, we're going to have a whole bunch of them with us there, and that's who you're going to be learning from. And I think that's what's most unique about this academy. You know, in a way, we always call it kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because we do this once a year. We have a public day, and it flows with wherever we go for our conference. So this is the last time we'll be in Fort Worth for a while. We've actually done back-to-back years, which, you know, is kind of an anomaly because we usually go to a different city every year. But, you know, we'll be moving on and bringing it with us. So, you know, for those that are listening in that haven't taken advantage, if you're sitting on the fence or if you're just learning about it right now, you truly won't want to miss our 2018. Yeah, so, you know, the cool thing about this and what most people realize, and if anyone's sitting on the fence, you know, thinking about it or just now learning about it, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or I would say within a 50-mile radius or more, this is really kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The folks that we assemble for this academy for the low price of $99, which, you know, if you go to any barbecue school, if you go to anywhere else, you're going to spend hundreds of dollars for a full day of education. But you know, we are a small barbecue family. You know, we represent you know, some of the biggest names in barbecue, and we're able to get folks to come together you know, to help promote the industry and lifestyle, which is why we've got all these folks that are willing to come in and do this type of education, and it follows with us wherever we go. We'll be in a new city next year, and it'll be a while until we come back to Fort Worth, most likely, because our conference and our academy continues to change towns from year to year based upon where we're at in our conference. So, you know, we are a not-for-profit 501c6 trade association. So, you know, obviously, you know, this is a fundraiser for us as well as a educational program that we like to do. Obviously, reaching out to the public, getting folks more involved, getting families involved, in the backyard, you know, moving towards some competitions. You know, there's so much to learn to up your game in the backyard. And if you're looking to dip your toe into any aspect of the business side of barbecue, you know, we like to say from the backyard to the boardroom is what we're all about. It's going to be truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And you can meet all sorts of cool people there, too. Like, you got Mike Mills there, you got Dave Raymond, all sorts of people.
Absolutely. Sweet Baby Ray, Myron Mixon is going to be there. Chris Lilly is going to be there from Big Bob Gibson Barbecue in Decatur, Alabama. Matt Pittman's going to be there. We got Joey Machado and his family. His son actually won the Food Network Kids Barbecue Championship a few years ago. We got Eric Hodson from Boar's Night Out that's going to be out there. Operation Barbecue Relief is going to be there. Kevin Coleman, who is the U.S. Grill Master for Weber Grills, is going to be there. And we're extremely excited that this academy is being presented through the support of Ace Hardware. And Ace Hardware is our official retail partner in the industry. So there's going to be a main stage, the Ace Hardware stage. And throughout the day, we are going to be having some really high-level demos and presentations that are delivered by Traeger Grills, by Weber Grills, by Grill Great, and then, of course, Ace Hardware. Jason Morse, who is kind of their grill master for Ace Hardware, is going to be there as well. So it's just really incredible. Of course, we'll be cooking tons of food. There's going to be lots of there's going to be a couple whole hog demonstrations, and there's going to be lots of food being passed around and sampled, and we're quite certain anyone who's been to one of our public day events, you will not go home hungry.
I'm really excited to meet Matt Pittman from Meat Church. I actually just saw in the National Barbecue News newspaper that he just partnered with Traeger, so congratulations, Matt. I mean, he's got some great merchandise. You know we love T-shirts, Stuart. We got our hashtag Meatman shirt. Yeah. So he's got some amazing ones that a lot of the barbecue staff here in Austin just love to wear, including one that says Barbecue AF. All the Snows staff wear that except for Tootsie.
Yeah, Tootsie doesn't wear one.
She won't wear anything that says AF on it.
Yeah, Tootsie can wear whatever she wants. She has won that right, and she is a phenomenal lady, that's for sure.
James Beard nominee, Tootsie.
Yeah, James Beard nominee. So
absolutely.
We're kind of packing our schedules. We're excited to see everything. How are you going to manage your day? Is there what are the big things that are standing out for you?
As far as me, I'm going to be floating and drifting around everywhere. It's really, once we get started, it's wall to wall. You know, for the first 2.5 days, we have a barbecue restaurant tour that starts on Wednesday morning. And then we have our welcome reception on Wednesday night, the 14th. And, our barbecue restaurant tour, it's not what you would think. They're certainly going to eat. But most importantly, about 47% of our attendees are in the barbecue restaurant business and the catering business. So what they do is they actually go to examine the operations of these restaurants to where they can get some tips and ideas.
Oh.
And there are, three different restaurants that they'll be going to. It's just really a great opportunity. And then Thursday and Friday, we have tracks of programs covering every aspect of the business, from food trucks to catering to branding and marketing, and everywhere in between. We're going to have an incredible product to market session that's going to be taking place for those that manufacture their own products. How do we get from A to B and A to Z ultimately in that. As far as our keynotes go, I'm personally very, very excited about what's going to happen on Thursday morning. When we arrive at the River Ranch Stockyards, which is a phenomenal venue, we're so excited. That's really the big reason we're coming back to Fort Worth, because we just wanted to be in that venue again. We joked last year, if we could carve out the perimeter of the property and put it on a flatbed truck, we'd take it every city we'd go to, but unfortunately that's not going to be possible. But we have Rose Tucker and Matt Soleil, who are two of the three filmmakers behind the barbecue documentary film that was released on Netflix last fall and had been traveling around the film festivals. They were featured in South by Southwest last year, Sydney Film Festival. They're all Australian-born, live in New York, but they're going to be with us on hand, and we're actually going to run the entire film from the start of breakfast leading into the opening session. And then at the opening session, for those who have seen the film or those who haven't seen the film, we'll get to see, we'll be able to watch it from start to finish if they'd like during that breakfast period. Then Matt and Rose are going to take the stage and deliver a presentation about their journeys through these 12 different countries, documenting really the humanity and the social ritual behind barbecue and what the traditions are in each of those countries. And we're very excited that when they featured the United States, which they certainly had their work cut out for them and tried to zero in on one place, they came to Texas, of course, but they featured Black's Barbecue, and of course Kent and Barrett will be there in attendance, as well as other NBBQA members. So we're really excited for that, because whether you've been in barbecue your entire life or whether you're just discovering it, it really is a film that draws us all together from all over the world. and as we continue to move our own unique traditions forward. And it really speaks to the heart and soul of what barbecue is all about, whether it's in America or whether it's in Mongolia.
And, yeah, and we
the Mongolian segment, it's quite something.
we had them on our show, and I actually met them during South by Southwest at their premiere. So
awesome.
We love those guys, and we're really excited to watch some more clips from it and just hopefully maybe get to talk to them again.
You definitely will, and they're really incredible. You know, a lot of times we invite our keynotes. We say, hey, if you'd like to stay for the conference, you can, and most often the keynotes never do, but they're going to be with us, I think, for the entire week, for the entire conference. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and they're looking forward to reconnecting with folks that they met along their journey and folks that were featured in the film. So it's just going to be great, and it just will continue on from there. We'll have incredible meals. You know, the backyard there at the River Ranch is like the most perfect barbecue event venue that one could imagine under the lights at night. And then Friday we have our celebrity steak, or actually it's no longer the celebrity steak cook-off, but it's the Battle for the Rhinestone Cowboy Hat steak cook-off, which we have two steak competitions. One is during the conference on Friday night and then during the Academy on Saturday. They're both SCA-sanctioned events. But literally anyone who's coming in, whether you're flying or not, can enter into the steak competition. And traditionally it's been the low and slow pitmasters versus the steak champions, those that do direct fire grilling competition versus those that do low and slow competition. And it's always a fun rivalry. You know, the actual announcement of the winners is not to be missed, but basically, we have communal grill space. Folks can bring their grills in, and then the entry fee, they get two really nice ribeye steaks coming from certified Angus beef, and then they cook their steaks. SCA's there. They have their entire judging process going, so that's a lot of fun, and then it's followed up by a big steak dinner. But a little tip to anyone who's coming in, if you actually float around during the time that the steak cookers and the competitors are cooking their steaks, they have one steak they turn in and one steak that they don't. And usually if you're lucky, you can get some bites from lots of different competitors. Many of them are champions, which is really, really cool.
Well, we, the Meat Men, Yoni and Stover, will be there, and we want all Meat Men listening to this to come and say hi to us if you're in the area. But most importantly, we want you to check out NBBQA, because it's not just a conference they put on. They provide a lot of value to people who are members. You can get the National Barbecue Newspaper in the mail, all sorts of events and information and fun stuff.
Absolutely.
Happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, just a little bit of history. You know, it's interesting to me. I've been on board for 3 years now. But there's a lot of people here are just starting to learn what the National Barbecue and Grilling Association is all about. We were actually founded in 1991, about 27 years ago, in North Carolina. And the association has been around ever since. It kind of started out as competitors and restaurant owners, and it's evolved. And we are organized, as I said, as a 501c6 not-for-profit trade association. And really there's three things that we live and breathe. And that's to help grow, expand, and promote the barbecue and grilling industry across America and increasingly beyond our borders, and also to promote the participation in barbecue and grilling. You know, it's interesting. We call it the lifestyle. There's lots of lifestyles out there, but it's kind of the quick term that we use. But, you know, as we look back generations and generations on what has led us to where we're at today, I find the history of the evolution of barbecue in America just to be absolutely incredible in terms of the role that it played in the formational days of this country, all the way as the business side of the industry grew. And, you know, when we look back over probably the last 40 or 50 years, we've seen this mass expansion of our industry and largely brought about, you know, by manufacturers like Old Hickory Pits and Southern Pride, which finally found a way to safely, consistently and more easily make good tasting barbecue, which, you know, obviously we don't turn our backs on the days of, you know, honest wood pit barbecue and smokehouses and many of those traditions that are still practiced on a daily basis, which we absolutely love. But when you look about how barbecue has moved into outside the barbecue belt and into regions like the Pacific Northwest and the Northeast, and starting to move beyond our borders into places like South Korea and Mexico and Australia, New Zealand, Paris and Europe. It largely has been made possible by technology that simplified the process and the amount of labor that is required to do it the traditional wood pit fired way. It's really exciting time for us to, we're striking while the iron's hot, and the iron's been hot for years. Food media has been good to barbecue. People are learning more and more about it. We're seeing more seasoned barbecue palates emerging in the foodies across the country and in other parts of the country. In particular, I grew up in Kentucky. My dad was a barbecue restaurateur, and it's interesting. It was in the late 70s, but I was thinking through this earlier today that when Old Hickory and Southern Pride came about, part of it was safety, because the pits that they're being used are catching on fire. And my dad, they actually had a steel cylinder pit in their restaurant. They did have a fire one night. I remember it was when I was a kid, and the restaurant survived after that. But it was a really, really big issue. This is just exciting to see how all of this has been brought about, and as we continue to increase people's knowledge and appreciation of what true American barbecue throughout its regions with all their unique identities is all about. And I always like to say is that once you've tasted real deal barbecue, you can't turn back. And yep. In Chicago, I've seen a huge renaissance since I moved up here about 19 years ago, 20 years ago, I've lost count. But when I first arrived, what's here today was not here. And it's truly amazing. I mean, Chicago has a great barbecue tradition, specifically on the south side. Rib tips and hot link sausage are part of that tradition. But now on all sides of barbecue, there's great restaurants like Smoke Barbecue and Mary Sorkin and Lily's Q Barbecue and Honky Tonk. And even out into the suburbs, it's amazing for me to see, even before I came on board MBBQA, I just continue to get excited by the level and caliber of barbecue that's available nowadays.
Well, I'm excited to come by, and we're going to have a great time that weekend, and I'm sure the three of us will be talking excessively all weekend. I'm excited.
It's going to be a great time. So check out NBBQA, the National Barbecue Association, online at nbbqa.org. And then if you want to check out conference-specific stuff, go straight to imbbq2018.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I could just say just a couple of other things, that we do have memberships. We are a membership organization as well. And, whether you're in the backyard just looking to up your game, whether you're looking to get deeper into the industry, whether you're established, we represent some of the largest companies in the barbecue and grilling industry. There's an opportunity, and we have, peer-to-peer engagement, connection, and networking is what we're all about. We have plenty of publications and benefits that you get with your membership, but, really our special interest groups are the heart and soul of what we do. And, we have special interest groups for food truck operators, for events and vending, for restaurants and catering, for competition barbecue, product and supplier, enthusiasts, and branding and marketing. And those are really kind of your homes within the home, where we have regular networking calls, the opportunity to learn from the pros, to share your own expertise, to ask questions. And there's lots of resources, lots of recorded archive program. We actually have 73 special interest group calls that are available to members to listen to. And I'll tell you, these are not formal educational presentation. These are, just like we're talking here. And it's amazing the amount of valuable knowledge that comes out of these conversations. And that's all captured and recorded. So no matter what your interest level is, if you're just looking into moving into competitions, you're looking to move into maybe some part-time catering, whether you've got a product that you're introducing into the marketplace, or whether you're established and just looking to take the next step, you will not find a greater ally than the National Barbecue and Grilling Association and its membership. We are truly a family, and we help each other out just like everyone in barbecue does.
We are proud members, and we invite all meat men to join us in a couple days. If you can. If not, join us on the NBBQA and get involved, because this is a barbecue family, like Stuart Meyer, the CEO, was saying here. and we want everyone to be a part of this extended family. So join up, let us know you did, and make sure to use that hashtag NBBQA so we can find it.
Whoop, whoop.
Absolutely. And if you want to follow the hashtag IAMBBQ2018, that will be our official hashtag for the conference. And the last thing I'll say about the Academy Day, we are going to be doing some live streaming throughout. So keep an eye on our Facebook page, the National Barbecue and Grilling Association, and be on the lookout for that. It'll probably be popping up in a lot of different places, as well as a number of our industry partners will be live streaming our coverage.
And we'll be there spreading all those words and live streaming a little ourselves and just, showing everyone how awesome this event's going to be. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for everything you do. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Stuart. That was Stuart Meyer of the NBBQA. A really interesting guy, and he has a lot to say.
Yeah, he's got a really cool backstory. Like he was talking about his dad being in barbecue and being so passionate. And, you know, everyone that's in the barbecue world, even if they don't own a restaurant, is somehow pulled into it in whatever their skill set is. And his is running an organization like that.
Yeah, so shout out to NBBQA. We're about to get elbow deep into what's going on there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're packed and ready to go. And next week you'll hear an episode about our hijinks. You know, you like those episodes where we roam around and talk to random people.
Well, and if you at all enjoy our Instagram, you're going to have a lot of fun this weekend.
This is the week to really pay attention, like every hour, to our Instagram, because there's always going to be something new on there. Someone to see.
In fact, take the afternoon off. Go get some barbecue at your local spot and just watch our Instagram, and you don't have to work. It's NBBQA weekend.
You know, it's sponsored by Cheerwine, another red soda that people drink in barbecue. So I think I might have to do the Cheerwine challenge on stage when we win our best podcast award.
I'll have to taste one.
We are nominated for best podcast in the NBBQA.
That would be ridiculous.
A big wet spot. The next winner comes and slips.
I think we'd upset a few people, but it would be fun.
What are we going to wear for the awards ceremony? Meat suits?
Something.
We'll enter that steak competition and cover ourselves.
I need to double check. I need to pack some fancy clothes, I guess.
Business cash. That's how Yoni dresses every day. Business
More or cash, less.
Yeah. I wear a sweatsuit, as you heard about.
I do casual Fridays.
What do you say we give out a prize, Yoni?
Yeah.
So the giveaway this week is different. We've had a time-based competition where you have to enter and answer a question right away. We realize not everyone can get up at like 6 a.m., 4 a.m. on the West Coast.
And we realize that the same few people are getting in and we need to spread a little wider net for y'all.
Yeah, we can only send prizes to Dirty Sprocket once in a while. Not
yeah,
every
exactly.
Week. So this week we want you, and this will actually really help the show out and help us grow and get new fans. We want you to go on your podcast platform.
Beep.
Is that a cut mark?
Yeah.
Don't cut this. They like it when we talk about it. So I want you to go in and comment and don't mention this moment right now. So instead of a time-based competition this week, there's no trivia question. We want you just to sincerely rate and review the show on your podcast platform. It will actually help us out a lot and grow our audience, and we would really appreciate it if you did. And if you do, we're going to pick it randomly on our Instagram. We'll do it all on a story, so it's legit.
Yeah, we'll make it live.
We're not going to give it just to our biggest fan.
Our biggest fans have already won a bunch of stuff.
That's right. They already have prizes, so we're gonna go to you second tier fans here. No, I'm kidding, of course. We love all of you. This is a Cali Comfort Barbecue Behind the Smoke prize pack. Behind the Smoke is another barbecue podcast we talk about all the time, also going to be at NBBQA, who you will hear on the show soon, and vice versa. There's a Cali Comfort hat, a Cali Comfort shirt, some stickers, all sorts of fun stuff. We got Sean and Derek who run that show, and we love them.
They're awesome. I can't wait to meet them this weekend, and check our Instagram where you can see exactly what you might win.
There's some big burly guys too. They look strong.
Yeah. We'll have to arm wrestle.
Well, I'm not going to win that. I'm a twink.
But yeah, get in iTunes, give us a great review. Tell us why you love the show. If you don't like the show, email us first and then we'll change it. And then you can tell us why you like the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Invite us over. We'll change your mind. Yeah. And then you'll only want to give us 5 stars.
Yeah. We won't bribe you with barbecue, but we might eat barbecue and talk about good reviews.
Let's just hypnotize them real quick. So meat men, 5 stars if you want. So help us out. Be a real meat man. Make sure to use hashtag meat man so we know it's an entry for this contest, and you will get this awesome prize pack. You have 1 week.
Yeah. midnight Sunday, we're making a choice.
That's
or
right.
At least you can't submit after midnight Sunday, and then we'll make a choice the next day.
So get your swag every week on the Best Barbecue Show. We love to give out prizes. We got a whole prize wall now.
Yeah, get it. And if you have a truck or a giant business or a national barbecue chain or whatever, send us your stickers, send us your hats. You can reach out to us at Best Barbecue on Instagram and on Twitter. And you can email us at Yoni or Stover at bestbarbecueshow.com. And we'd love to receive your cool stuff and give it away to our super fans.
Any jackhammer companies that want to sponsor us? We got an ad spot for you already.
Yeah, we got an ad spot for jackhammers, picks, any kind of tunneling equipment. We've got a whole thing going.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next week with more from behind the scenes at the NBBQA conference.
Go eat some meat. They call me the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat, man. Hit on the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat, man. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor. This has been a production of Glencliff Media,
recorded live in Austin, Texas.
Woo-hoo!